Well, whether or not things are coming to an end for the Gaddafi family, the patriarch is sounding more desperate. In a speech last week, Muammar Gaddafi threatened to clean Libya inch by inch, street by street. A hip-hop remix of that speech is now an internet sensation and has become sort of an anthem of Libya's opposition. And if that alone doesn't sting Gaddafi, the DJ who made the song is from Libya's archenemy, Israel. Daniel Estrin met him in Tel Aviv.
This Israeli-fueled revolution is no Mossad spy operation. It's the brainchild of 31-year-old musician Noy Alush.
This is amazing. I'm number 10 in the most viewing musician in the world. Number one in Israel this week. It's amazing.
It was all premeditated. When Egyptians started taking to the streets, Alush would sit on his couch in his small Tel Aviv apartment and watch for good clips he could turn into hip-hop mashups. He watched Mubarak's televised speeches, but thought they were too monotone. Then Gaddafi gave a quick speech from under an enormous umbrella. Good visuals, but not much else. And then, on the evening news last Tuesday, Alush watched Gaddafi's fiery balcony speech. "I will call upon millions from desert to desert," threatened Gaddafi. "We will march to purge Libya inch by inch, house by house, alley by alley."
Zanga, zanga, ferd, ferd.
And I saw the speech, and it was like something that even before the mixing, it was funny and looks like a parody. It was the when he raised his hand like he's in a party, and his clothes, it looked like Lady Gaga from the Arab world.
The Lady Gaga of the Arab world. Not for his violence toward Libyan protesters, Alush says, but for his over-the-top clothing and his theatrics.
It was like a dance track. When I listened to it first, like, zenga, zenga, beer, beer. Like, someone put a tempo, and Gaddafi goes, zenga, zenga, beer, beer. And I listened to it, and okay, it's funny in the first place. Let's make it more funny, and let's make it something that people can dance to or sing it to.
And so Zenga Zenga, literally alley by alley, was born. Zenga, zenga. Alush mixed the speech with the beat from Hey Baby, the hit song by American hip-hop artists Pitbull and T-Pain. He uploaded two versions of the video, one without go-go dancers for conservative Muslim viewers, and sent the links to Arab websites, including Al Jazeera's Facebook page and the Twitter feed of a Libyan youth movement. Within hours, he says, it was all over the Arab world. Even the official Facebook page of the Libyan opposition reposted the clip. Altogether, he says, about 1 million viewers have seen it. Not all of them have been happy about it. There have been vigorous debates. The artist is Israeli. Is it okay to like his video?
When some of the people from the Arab world find out that I'm Jewish, like, some of them start writing really bad stuff, like death to Jews and death to Israel and all that. And it was really like, oops. But after that, it was like really good comment, like, I'm from Egypt, you're from Israel. I don't like you, but I like the remix, and I hope that Libya will free, or someone from Saudi that wrote to me, even though I'm a Muslim and you are Jews, I really like your mix, and let's hope that the world will be free and there will be peace.
Alush has been spending the last few days granting interview after interview to Israeli and international media. He sold the remix to a company that produces cell phone ringtones in Israel. The young DJ says Gaddafi is obviously a bad guy who has to go, but as an artist, he's indebted to the dictator for providing some great material. For The World, I'm Daniel Estrin, Tel Aviv.
You can check out the video mashup of a hip-hop-styled Colonel Gaddafi at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Lisa Mullins. We're back tomorrow. Get back to them.